Good morning. We continue with our study of the writings of the Chafetz Chaim, who's been telling us all about the importance of understanding the secrets of Lashon Hara. And he says, "V'da'ot klal gadol." He says, "I want to give you the big rule." And he says, "Imhu roa adam shadiber davar o asamaisa bein mimasha bein adam lamakom masha bein adam lachaveiro v'yesh l'shpot davar o maseu l'tzara tov l'tzara schus." If you see your friend doing something, and you can look at it in one of two ways. So if the person is a honest-to-goodness person who generally fears Hashem, you have a responsibility to view that choice of how to interpret the actions, or how to understand the text, or how to understand the words that the person's offering in a favorable light, even if it really sounds that he's saying the opposite or doing the opposite. If he's one of these in-between people, you know, sometimes he's not so honest. Sometimes he gets himself into a little of trouble. So if it's 50-50, you still have to, that he's meaning to go in a positive light, and you can interpret him positively, you still have a responsibility to interpret the person favorably. And of course, Chazal reward us for judging people favorably. And even if it sounds like what he's doing is a little bit more reasonable to interpret as in a negative light, we still have a responsibility to not go there 100%. And of course, Chazal tell us we do the same thing as well. We can hold back from Lashon Hara about us. Don't we want the benefit of that doubt? It's our responsibility to offer it to others as well. And even if it's really, really, really likely that the action or the words that the other person is offering are to be interpreted negatively, still, notwithstanding, a person has a responsibility to realize that, you know, we don't have to run ahead and punish the other person. We can assume internally that this is what the person meant, but to go ahead and include him in a very large way, outwardly, in a negative light, that could be a pretty serious matter. So the Chafetz Chaim wants us to walk away with the understanding today that offering a positive impression or giving a person a chance to have his actions interpreted in a positive way is in the long run the right way to go. It's beneficial for us because it allows us to maintain relationships. And even when we have to be suspicious, it's a good thing for us to maintain for ourselves. And certainly it's something that works beyond for the people beyond us. Have a great, wonderful day.